What is Clean Keys?
Clean Keys is the world's easiest keyboard to clean. It's a completely sealed, solid-surfaced keyboard that's touch-sensitive that allows you to wipe it off and disinfect it in about 10 seconds.
Why have you invented this? What problem are you trying to address?
The initial problem was infection control in dental treatment rooms, where they brought in digital x-rays, which meant a computer was now right next to the dental chair. And the regulation is they have to disinfect everything in that room between every patient. And they suddenly were faced with disinfecting a computer keyboard, which they never had the problem before, and it turned out it was really difficult. A lot of them end up wrapping that keyboard in saran wrap and trying to keep it clean that way. So it was an obvious problem that we came up with a solution for.
And what other applications are there aside from dentist offices?
Well, the first, probably most important other application for Clean Keys is any kind of healthcare environment where infection control is very important. So hospitals, of course, come to mind, but doctor's offices, veterinarian offices, anywhere where infection is very important to control. Beyond that, if you think about any keyboard that's shared between more than one person, you're going to spread around that infection from person to person. So think about schools. Think about offices that share keyboards. Think about manufacturing plants. Even your home computer that's shared between your family. We all worry about washing your hands and not sharing the same glass, yet we're sharing the same keyboard on a daily basis. And that's really the biggest cause of the spread of infection from person to person.
From a hospital point of view, how many people a year might be infected this way?
It's shocking that over 100,000 people a year in North America die from hospital-acquired infection. That's out of 1.7 million that actually get infected in the hospital. So one out of 17 who get an infection in a hospital actually die from it. And it's because there's these superbugs in the hospital that are very hard to kill. So you'll notice that the hospital stays, lengths of stay are actually going much lower. It's not because they don't want to take care of you. They recognize this problem, and they want to try to get you out of the hospital as soon as possible to lower the chance of you catching these infections.
Certainly you recognized the problem, and you took action to try and solve it. What actually did you have to do to the keyboard in order to turn it into a Clean Keys keyboard?
Well, I'll tell you the innovative step in this was we were faced with the problem of a touch surface keyboard that people still want to rest their fingers on it. So there's many touch sensitive surfaces out there, but of course when you touch them, something happens. But most people, especially 10-finger typists on a keyboard, they want to be able to rest their fingers on the home row. So we are faced with the challenge of how do you make a touch sensitive keyboard not type when you're resting your fingers on it? It seems like those are two conflicting goals. The innovation we came up with is we noticed as you're typing, you tap on the keyboard. You do this thump, thump, thump. Well, we detected that thump with little accelerometers, little vibration sensors. So now we don't type anything until we see a thump. As soon as we see a thump, we go and look at our touch sensors and say, which one just changed? And that's the key that we output. So it's this combination of touch and tap sensors that have allowed us to make the world's first touch-sensitive keyboard you can rest your fingers on.
I understand that you're sending out the first of your product today. Where is it going?
We're sending our very first Clean Keys to a dentist in New York State named Dr. Ken Bloom. He saw this at a trade show that we previewed it at in December in New York City. And on the spot, he ordered four of them. And we have something like 200 back orders waiting to ship out today to other dentists just like Dr. Bloom.
And are these all being made in Edmonton?
Yes, we are doing all of the design and all of the manufacturing right here in Edmonton. We've used a contract manufacturer named Logican. It's in the Edmonton Research Park. World-class facility, just as sophisticated as anything we could get in China. But the advantage of being right here in our hometown, so we can go down, watch the process. If anything goes wrong, we're right there where we can help correct it. And it's just been a great partnership. It's helped make this keyboard a very high-quality, world-class product.
How large is the market?
The market size is staggering. In vertical healthcare markets, it's about a $6 billion market. If you start to think about broader markets like homes and schools, it's 10 times that. It's over $60 billion in money that's being spent on computer keyboards.
And who's helped you along the way?
We have been the beneficiary of a lot of government programs. We've had support from IRAP, from AVAC, from the Ingenuity Fund, and many other provincial and federal government programs that are meant to help Ingenuity take root in Alberta, and in our case, it's worked.
Now, if I wanted to get hold of one of these, would I be able to purchase it in the store, or do I order through you?
Right now, you would order off our website or through a distributor. You won't see these on the shelves of Best Buy yet, but we're hoping in the future that'll happen.
And what's the cost?
Right now, the wireless keyboard that has a trackpad built in is $399.
Thank you very much. It seems like a wonderful innovation.
Well, we are really excited. 20 years I've been working on specialized computer input. We've done a lot of really rewarding stuff for people with disabilities. But I've never been as excited about something we've created as I am about Clean Keys. We can't wait to take it to market.
Thank you very much, Randy.
Thank you very much.